Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Wednesday, the fifth day in May of 2021, hopefully the half point of your week. As always, I'm Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through, hopefully the half point of your week. And we're going to start with the users of Dell computers. Dell is a huge manufacturer of a great line of products, but if you have one, you need to make sure the first thing you do is upgrade it. So if you're unboxing a new one, update and make sure it's patched before computing, because if you don't, you're not computing safely. And if you're using an existing Dell, you need to push a patch that has been pushed to the computers via Dell. Now, the fixes that Dell addressed have been in existence since at least 2009, and it is a series of flaws which allow potentially an attacker to gain access. So there are five flaws. Some are memory corruption, which would allow a user to escalate their privileges. Some are lack of input validation, which would do the same. And there's also a vulnerability that would cause what we call a denial of service condition. Basically, if exploited, an attacker could make your machine useless. So the good news is that the researchers who found these vulnerabilities, which are significant, is called Sentinel-1. And Sentinel-1 said that they have notified the vendor, in this case Dell PC, and Dell PC has issued a patch. It is May 5th. Sentinel-1 did say it plans to release the proof of concept showing just how serious this is on June 1st. Now, what's interesting here is that proof of concepts usually turn into exploits within hours, if not days. And the other bad news is that because this is public, criminals now are aware, or malicious cyber actors, that there are vulnerabilities in Dell PCs, and so they're likely to be taking a harder look than usual at those particular devices. Bottom line, if you have a Dell, update. Otherwise, you could be on the wrong end of a cyber threat actor. And aside from Dell, one of the premier ways that cyber criminals operate is by either exploiting or stealing email messages. And this is because email servers can be vulnerable. We have seen a lot of Outlook Exchange server vulnerabilities this year. And XIM, E-X-I-M, is a free mail transfer agent, or MTA, that's used primarily on Unix systems, and it is used by 59% of the world as of May 2021. And what's interesting here is that with the huge market share, XIM has a responsibility to keep your email safe. And if you use XIM because it's free, you are probably responsible, right, for the security of data on free clients. That's how that works. So if you use XIM, what you need to know is that there is something called 21 nails going around. And these are 21 vulnerabilities. 11 of them are local vulnerabilities, which means someone needs access to the server in order to escalate their privileges and steal data and install malware with privileges and evade detection. And the other 10 could be remotely exploited. And what's interesting here is that all XIM server versions since 2004 are vulnerable. So for those of you who sit back sometimes thinking you're not impacted because you use an old version of something, I know it sounds crazy, but that is a tactic some people use. Sometimes exploits only impact the latest and greatest, because criminals are going after the latest and greatest. So some people like to feel secure in using outdated versions, but in this case, you have to go back at least 15 years before that's the case. So I wouldn't count on that. I would go ahead and patch. The Qualys is the firm that found these vulnerabilities, and they are not going to publish exploits or proofs of concepts because XIM is so impactful, again, used by almost half of the world that uses email and If you want to avoid being a victim because you run an email service or a server that uses XM upgrade or install version 4.94, 4.94, because this is entirely patchable and avoidable, but we are going to see guaranteed criminals exploiting XM servers using 21 nails, even though there are no proofs of concepts or exploits, because these criminals now know that there are male agents vulnerable. They're like sharks with blood in the water, and they are coming for you. Not to sound alarmist, but we've seen petty criminals, and we've seen nation states like China going after exchange servers, which is also email related. And so XM, which falls into that marketplace, is a almost certain target for both spying, exploiting individuals, and for gaining access to people's networks. And not all criminals are interested in spying or stealing email. Some just want money and or to cause chaos. And that's what appears to be the case for Virgin Active, which is a fitness group in South Africa. They have a line of gyms, and they were the target recently of what they are calling, quote, sophisticated cyber criminals. Now, they haven't said as much, but this looks and smells like a ransomware attack. All systems and computers for the Virgin Active group are offline, and they are opening their gyms on a first-come, first-served basis. So there is a very physical impact. If you go to the gym regularly or you use Virgin Active's services regularly, you will find that things are very different in the short term. Now, we have no way of knowing how soon they'll be able to get back to business. And they are saying, however, Virgin Active that is, that no data was stolen. They emphasize that all payment and finance-related data is encrypted, but they also have admitted that they don't know the scope of this incident. They're still very early in the investigation. So again, it looks and smells like the South African Virgin Active group is experiencing a ransomware attack. More details to come. Authorities are engaged, and so if your data was stolen, or they find out that there was some leakage of your personal details, surely they will be in contact with you soon. And we're going to end today with another kind of threat that is often overlooked. Sometimes people think it's petty, but it has a huge impact when it has a significant outage to a large company. And in this case, that company extended to government and networks and entities. Now, what happened is that on the 4th, the BellNet network, which provides connectivity to the Belgium government and police networks and services, experienced what we call a DDoS, a distributed denial of service attack, and it knocked all the websites for the Belgium government and police offline. Now, the good news is that the BellNet was able to mitigate a lot of this attack over time. So it looks like today most of those services are available again. But if for 12 to 24 hours you can't call the police or report things on the police in an increasingly digital world, the police also would not be able to push information to you because they can't use their common portals to do so. And if you can't file things like marriage certificates, property taxes, etc., especially if there's a deadline or it's something that's really important, that's a huge impact to you. The impact here is significant. And the other part of this that's very alarming is that their Belgium COVID-19 vaccine reservation portal was also knocked offline for an entire day. And so this is a significant health crisis. There's a global pandemic. People really need to know when and where to get vaccines. And in some cases, people may only have access to the internet for a day because they're traveling to family members' homes. And so you're now creating tertiary effects where individuals are further inconvenienced because not only is the service that they need down, but now they have to take more time out of their lives to go back another time and try to resolve it. And there's a trust issue too, because now people are wondering, well, is the website for the vaccine reservation going to be up? And if it can just be taken down, is my data being taken down with it? These are all legitimate questions. And so when criminals do things like use DDoS attacks, it creates a lot of significant impact and trust issues. What you need to know as the average user is that these criminals that use DDoS are usually trying to extort the victims. in this case, potentially the Belgian government, and sometimes it can be used as a message by either hacktivists or nation states to express to countries like Belgium that there's something going on that these individuals want or countries want Belgium to know. And so it's unclear at this point whether this targeted specifically the COVID-19, the Belgium government, the Belgium police. All three are very significant social and political issues at the moment, as well as medical, right? So there'll be more to follow on who was behind this attack and potentially why the attack was conducted. As of now, we don't know. Looks like all systems are restored. But again, DDoS is very real. It has a very real impact. And criminals and nation states alike can use it to express a message and or try to make some money. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a most fantastic day. You're halfway through your week, hopefully. Until tomorrow on Thursday, Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to Mukesh Ambani. Mukesh Ambani is the leader of a huge company. He's one of the richest people in India, and he is giving back to his country in a big way. Now, throughout the last 6 months, India has experienced a very alarming resurgence and huge death toll as a result of COVID-19. And so using his company, which manufactures liquid oxygen, he has provided 55,000 metric tons of medical grade oxygen to people. And that is significant because that means that over 100,000 COVID patients on a daily basis are experiencing relief from their symptoms that is prolonging life. And so to you, Mukesh Ambani, instead of simply sitting back and profiting, for putting your company in a big spot and your reputation and finances on the line to support the people of India, a sincere tip of the cap.